You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the New Classical FM. And it's Tuesday, which means it is... Well, you got a menu right in your hand.
I do.
It's Anti-Noise Pollution League Day today. This is an initiative that we started that promotes restaurants that not only have incredible dining experiences, but has an atmosphere that is conducive for conversation. There's no loud music in the background. And today's featured restaurant is the Elm Street Restaurant, located conveniently enough at 43 Elm Street here in Toronto. And joining us are Benjamin and Jonathan. Welcome to the program,
good
gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Here.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have a menu in my hands.
I mean, yeah, this is so rare because we're always Googling stuff,
right,
that, but
exactly.
You have an actual physical menu.
The hard copy, and I can read it.
So I don't know who wants to take this, Benjamin or Jonathan, but for those who don't know anything about your restaurant, give us a quick overview of it.
Well, the style of the food is essentially we use local ingredients, mm-hmm. that is cooked and inspired by the Mediterranean and Middle East. We like to say that our dining setting is casual, unpretentious. You could have good quality food in a comfortable setting. Our goal is to provide fresh, vibrant food combinations that showcase local produce and meats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we do seasonal menu changes. So every season,
nice.
I see what's all the vegetables that are in their prime. I talk to my fishmongers and my butchers, mm-hmm. see what's the best in that season.
Mm-hmm.
And we go from there.
We're excellent. Also a family restaurant, so we're brothers, which makes it better.
My goodness, are they ever.
like I couldn't tell the minute you guys walked in.
It's amazing.
All right, which one is older?
I'm older by 2 years.
Oh, there we go.
I got that completely wrong. I thought they were twins, identical, in
fact.
Oh,
there you go.
Big mistake. But the menu looks fantastic. How many people can you accommodate at the restaurant?
About 84, and then in the summer we've got a patio as well.
Oh, that's always fun.
We can seat about 20 on the patio.
Right.
That's fantastic.
Nice, mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the stuff on this menu. It just looks fantastic. Roasted beets, fried cauliflower, butternut squash risotto.
And you're just looking at the...
I'm just looking at the dinner.
She's drooling, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, and you know what I love about it? It's a good size and big font for people like me.
Right. And we change it seasonally.
You do?
Yeah, well, you just said that.
Yeah, you know, but I didn't.
What kind of an atmosphere is inside the restaurant? I mean, what can people expect?
It's a really nice atmosphere. We've got exposed brick walls.
Ooh.
We really make the place feel like really homey.
Mm-hmm.
My dad and mom designed the place.
Oh,
inside.
Nice. So it's a real family affair.
Exactly. Yeah. We got wood tables, mm-hmm. nice banquettes along the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Super comfortable.
Nice.
And yeah, we like to make people feel like they're at home when they come and dine with us.
Right, right.
Who was your inspiration to start the restaurant?
Our father's been in the business for 25 years, so we grew up in this business.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't so happy that we got into this business.
Oh, really?
It's a tough business.
He kind of discouraged you?
I bet.
But
I just bet.
When he saw our passion and that this is the only thing we wanted to do.
Right.
Accepted it.
So one of you is at the front door and one of you is in the kitchen.
I'm in the back. My brother's in the front.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Was that easy to divvy up?
Yeah.
Oh, he loves to cook. Yeah.
Oh, so you had no interest in doing
that. That's interesting that you love to cook and you're the social person out
right.
front.
And I like bartending as well, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it works.
Good
nice
to
stuff.
This bar.
Nice
Absolutely.
Stuff. So I'm guessing that, you know, you don't have any loud thumping music going on in the background.
No. So what we do have is we've got acoustic sound panels installed.
Oh, nice.
Which really dampen the sound.
Well, that's mm-hmm. a good idea.
Yeah. Before we had them in, there was a lot of echo and there was people
sure.
complaining, so I needed to get a fix.
Oh, that's interesting.
And this was it. Also, we have our speakers zoned out, so I can control the volume of the speakers based on, you know, where it is in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is someone who, you know, wants the music a little bit quieter in their area, I can turn it down for them.
That's fantastic. I wish every restaurant
that had is
that.
Such a great idea.
It's a fantastic idea.
Oh my goodness. Now look it. I went to the dessert menu, Mike, because you know I have to do that.
Yeah, of course.
And there's a Nutella cheesecake. Now
okay. Okay, give me the background on that one.
Oh my gosh. Who came up with that?
That was one of the first desserts we came up with after I got back from I went to New York for culinary school for 2 years, and it's the first one I put in. It's been the best seller ever since.
I can imagine.
The base of the cheesecake is made with sesame paste. So it's like So it gives an extra flavor.
Is that gooey, kind of a gooey texture?
Yeah, it's like in the Middle East, they make halva with sesame paste and simple syrup.
Yeah.
So it has that kind of flavor. And then Nutella, and on top, I put a Nutella toffee sauce. It's very chocolatey.
Yeah,
and
just
rich.
Chunks of Nutella. Yeah.
I gotta go.
You know what? I'm gonna increase my insulin just listening to that right now.
And there's a mascarpone pistachio cream. And is that like a
It's a deconstructed pistachio cheesecake, pretty much. So I use a gelato pistachio paste that's used mainly for ice cream. It's very rich and delicious. And I whip that up with mascarpone and cream cheese. And I serve it with a lemon curd and fresh berries. It's very summery.
That sounds beautiful.
Good Lord.
That just sounds beautiful.
Okay, now, this is a two-part question. What is the most popular item on your menu?
I'd say the lamb shank.
Ooh.
Yeah, fall off the bone.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
It's braised for 4 hours.
Really?
Served with braised lentils, beluga lentils, and a cardamom carrot puree.
People love it, especially in this weather.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right. But on a different tact, and I'll ask this of each of you, what is your favorite item on the menu?
It's a hard question, but my favorite appetizer is the crispy cauliflower that's served on homemade Lebanon, which is a strained yogurt. Pickled radishes on top, za'atar and sumac, which are Middle Eastern spices.
Yeah.
And it's always a fun time to eat. And
I bet.
I like the Cornish hen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
It's just a beautiful, beautiful meal. It's filling, and it just gives me everything I want, you know? It hits all the senses,
right?
You know what? My wife has some kind of fetish about Cornish hens, so we're going to have to go on this.
The menu it's fantastic.
Guys, I want to thank you so much for coming
in.
It sounds like it's just an amazing restaurant.
It does.
And the Elm Street restaurant at 43 Elm Street in Toronto. We've been speaking to Benjamin and Jonathan, the manager and chef, and they're proud members of the Anti-Noise Pollution League. You can find out more about the league, which promotes incredible dining with a nice atmosphere that encourages conversation, by going to our Facebook page or go to classicalfm.ca. And now we're